This water spirit or these dogs that possesses people are very, very dangerous and uncomfortable. You can't, you see, you don't want to do, but you find yourself doing it. And some people will have to weep. Some people will not cast out. They would be in the church and even become ministers, pastors. And they will be doing it. You understand? So then they'll be, because they will not go to, through deliverance. And they will become, they will assume this high position and they'll begin doing it. So it becomes the work of God to that particular church ineffective because we are not applying the word of God to the letter. You see? So when we come to America, we are cautious. Until we go back to Africa and then take the word of God the way it is. Because he would get up and say, that is my life. But the Bible says it is healthy to our body. If we take it the way it is, you will not get sick. I keep telling people, America, you have government, but Africa, we have God. We don't have government there. Nobody take care of us. One doctor has got about 10,000 people. How can you go to hospital? We don't have any ambulance. When you collapse, they will carry you on their head and be going. Yeah? So it is God. So if you don't follow the word of God to the letter, for the word of God to protect you in order to walk in divine health, you will not live long there. Amen? Yes. So you need to walk in divine health. But here is opposite. If somebody just fall down, or the only thing you do, just call 911. The ambulance will be here. He will sleep inside. And it will be driving like a chief or a queen to hospital. He'll be there. Doctors will come. So whether the word of God is working or not, he doesn't care. But we will care. Because if we don't apply the word of God to the letter, we will be in trouble. Amen. Uh-huh.
Dogs even live in the churches, polluting pastors and congregations.
Dogs even living in churches and polluting pastors and congregations. Amen. Uh-huh.
Philippians 3:1-3.
It says, somebody should read the book of Philippians 3. Yep. Let's see what the word of God says. The book of Philippians 3. Philippians 3 is what? Philippians 3:1-3. Then go to the book of Revelation chapter 22:15. Philippians 3:1-3. And then after that, Revelation 22:15. Uh-huh.
Finally, my brethren,
mm-hmm.
rejoice in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For me to write the same things to you
mm-hmm.
is not tedious,
mm-hmm.
but for you it is safe.
Uh-huh.
Beware of dogs.
Beware of dogs. Uh-huh.
Beware of evil workers.
Beware of evil workers. Uh-huh.
Beware of the mutilation.
Beware of mutilation.
For we are the circumcision
mm-hmm.
who worship God in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
rejoice in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and have no confidence in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Then Revelation, the book of Revelation 22:15. Revelation 22:15. Beware of the dogs. The book of Revelation 22:15.
But outside are dogs.
But outside are dogs.
And sorcerers.
And sorcerers.
And sexual immoral.
And sexual immoral.
And murderers.
And murderers.
And idolaters.
And idolaters.
And whoever loves.
And whoever loves.
And practices a lie.
Practice a lie.
I, Jesus. Have sent my angel. To testify to you these things.
To testify to you these things.
In the churches.
In the churches.
I am the root.
I am the root.
And the offspring of David.
And the offspring of David.
The bright and morning star.
The bright and morning star.
And the spirit.
The spirit.
And the bride say,
uh-huh.
come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
Amen. So you see, dogs. Let's finish it, and then because of time.
This demon attacks by invoking dreams of sex or half-naked men or women.
That's right. This demon.
This demon attacks by invoking dreams of sex or half-naked men or women. The link of the possession is in the loins of the girl agent.
Amen. Okay, it's okay. Because of time. Okay. I wanted to do two, but because of time, seeing that people are even getting up. So I would just do only one. And when I come back and we have time, I would add the other one. But if you have any question for me, I'm prepared to take that question before we enter into aggressive ministration. What I have just...
Of course, we all know that it comes from sex. But when they get saved, is the narrow disease itself a spirit?
Yes. Sicknesses that cannot be cured by medical scientists, they are spirits. Like STDs and gonorrhea, they can be cured. So when you become born again, then we will expect you to go to hospital, and because there's a cure, you can be cured. But something like AIDS and other incurable diseases. Now, one thing is that anytime Jesus will forgive somebody, the next thing that follow is healing. The moment your sins have been forgiven, the next thing you should expect is automatic, is healing. If you read all the healing scriptures, before Jesus will heal you, he will forgive you your sins. Meaning that I have taught my people, so these days I don't even pray much. If somebody is being struck by any incurable diseases, I tell the person, repent from your heart. Because the moment you repent from your heart, Jesus will forgive you. And as soon as if he forgives you, the next thing you should expect is healing. So incurable diseases comes through a sin, either through your fault or your parents. So as soon as you confess your sins, you ask God to forgive you, you repent from the bottom of your heart, and you turn away from that sin. Know that God has forgiven you. Now, if you are certain that your sins have been forgiven by God, then the next thing you should expect is healing. That is what the Bible says. You see, it's because we don't go into the word. That is why it becomes difficult. But that's how we do. We have practice in Africa. You see, because of ignorance, the moment God... If you read Psalm 103, he says, let's read Psalm 103 and see. Let me give you one example. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3. Psalm, let me give you an example. Psalm, the book of Psalms. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 103. Now you listen to this. You will see that.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel.
Oh, no. Psalm 103.
103.
Yes.
Okay.
Psalm 103. Psalm 103.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Now listen, you listen to me. You will see that as soon as he forgives you your iniquities, the next thing that you'd expect is healing. Read it. He says what?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities.
One. Two.
Who heals all your diseases.
So one, he forgives all your iniquities. Two, he heals all your... So as soon as you are convinced that whatever sin that you committed, God has forgiven you, the next thing, bam, you're healing. It's simple. Yes. Because anytime he forgives you, if you like, bring out another healing scripture. Who can bring another healing as the scripture that I would let's go to Isaiah 20. If all the healing scriptures, the moment the Lord forgives you, bam, the next thing you should expect is healing. So in Africa, my church, I don't pray. As soon as he comes, I said, I receive the Lord. I said, now I want you to repent and come out from the sin. Turn your back to the sin. Move away from the sin. Don't sin again. As soon as he does that, I say, okay, now go. You are healed. He said, but you pray. I said, no, you are healed. Because that's what the Bible says. And bam, is there. We have practiced it. You see, we have practiced it. We have released our faith because that's what the Bible says. Let's go to Isaiah. Let me bring another Isaiah. Isaiah 33:24. Now you listen.
The lame.
Listen.
Take the prey. And the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity.
The reason why they say they will say they are not sick is that their sins has been forgiven. And they know that the moment your sins is being forgiven, there's no sickness again. You see, so if you begin to practice this, it works. Because incurable diseases comes as a result of sin. It may be your ancestors, it may be your parentra, it may be even through you. Now, God says he is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins if we confess. So, all that you have to do is to go before God and confess from your heart. After that, turn away from the sin. Give your back to the sin and move away. As soon as you are able to do that, you are free. The next thing you should expect, you don't even need anybody to pray for you, but the next thing you should expect is healing. Bam. Is there. That is what the word says. Yes, that's what I said. Unless you fall in love with this word and go into it, you will not understand. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, when we finish, you will see the type of ministration I will do. I won't shout too much. But as I begin to speak slowly, things will begin to hit you. Because when you allow the word of God to be saturated in your system, the moment you open your mouth, the word comes out from your belly and hits it pain. Because he will heal you through his word. It is the word that heals. It's not a talking. Yes. So you must be able to be pregnant with the word of God. So that in time like this, you releases it. He says he sent forth his word to heal. Okay, any question again? Any question? Hi.
In your testimony, did you say that
Yes, he didn't mention a name. He says, he didn't mention a name. We asked, you see, like I said, when you are there, you are not allowed to sleep. When you are there, you don't sleep. You are always working. So one day, we wanted to know what kind of reward we'll receive when we grow. You know, I told you we were kids. I was born into it. So we wanted to see future. When we grow, what kind of reward? We wanted to know. We were curious and anxious. Then this Jakarta demon told us. He says he fights with Snake's Brigade. He has a commando. Then he told us that if we actually looking for a reward, he didn't mention Jesus. Oh, he says, if we are actually looking for a reward, then there was a man who came to this earth. He spent only 33 years. They killed him. He was crucified. And he died and buried. And on the third day, he came back to life. He is alive now. If we want a reward, then we should. This place is not our place. We should go and follow him. Then he says, after them, we didn't even ask him a question. He said it. He says, after them, it is too late for them. They can't repent. But after us, we are human beings. He said it. He says, after us, we are a human being. And since we are not dead, we have hope. Yes. Well, yes, he was telling yes. He says we have hope. Some of them are sincere. Some of them will tell you. Oh, some of them will tell you. Some of them will tell you. Some of the demons will tell you this.
They'll tell
us
the truth.
They will tell you. Well, I don't know, but they will tell you. No, but I'm afraid they will get up and go so that I won't be able to pray with anybody because you've started going. That's why I'm afraid because it's not like Africa. You know Africa. Nobody will even move. But here, just going. That's why I want cut short and then minister because they will be leaving. It's not like Africa. Two have just gone, oh. Yeah. Okay, let me see if anybody has a question concerning then. Any question?
Mm-hmm. I just like to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says when the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power.
That's right.
And the anointing breaks the yoke.
That's right.
So I do believe that God is able to heal anyone from all diseases because he said it in his word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes. in Africa, a lot of them. It's common there. Bam is there. Bam is there. It's common.
And may I make this another statement? Mm-hmm. I'm American.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, I've been saved ever since 1974. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, that is liberty. And I refuse to let Satan, even Bush, if we pray, God will not even let him go.
That's what I'm saying.
Amen. Praise God. Because if we have faith, we can move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You just encourage me tonight
mm-hmm.
to even pray the more. Because we believe in consecration and prayer.
That's right.
And if God has moved, amen. Praise God. Because I just want to make this statement that I just had a roof put on my house.
Mm-hmm.
And man could charge me $800, but when it was done, he said, give me 42.
Good.
It's a miracle worker.
It's a miracle worker, right.
If I ask, he will break the faith. Yes, he will. Amen. I just want to make that statement.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. I don't want to take your service, but I feel like pressing the
blame. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Praise God. Any question?
What's the hope for the church in America from this marine spirit that entered in?
You see, don't forget that God has his people in America. He told Abraham, he says, if I visit Sodom and Gomorrah And even if I can find 10 righteous men, for the sake of the 10 righteous men, I will spare Sodom and Gomorrah. So I believe we have more than 10 righteous men in America. So there's still hope. Yes? Oh, yes? Oh, yes? God, look. Look, if you go to the book of Genesis, if you go to the book of Genesis, the Bible says there was a famine in the time of Isaac, apart from Abraham's time, a severe famine, to the extent that Isaac went to Abimelech. He was going to Abimelech to go and ask Abimelech something to go to Egypt. Now, when he made up his mind to go to Abimelech, God stopped him. God says, sit here, dwell here, and I, the Lord, I will bless you. Now, God intervened because it is abomination for a seed of Abraham to go to a Gentile to beg. So God has to intervene at that time to stop him from begging, because it is abomination for a seed of Abraham to go to a Gentile to beg. God will intervene. Don't worry. God will intervene. Because in the case of Isaac, he intervened. He did not allow Isaac to go to Abimelech. Let's read it. Let me show you so that we will understand it well. So God, in his wisdom, he will know how to handle the wicked men in this nation. He would spare his children and cause them to laugh, but the wicked, they will not know peace. Oh yes, they will not know peace. I tell you, the wicked, they will not know peace. You see, so God in his wisdom knows how to save and intervene. Now let's go to the book of Genesis 26, verse 1 to 4. Now listen to what,
There was a famine in the land.
That's right.
Besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt.
That's right.
Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land. And I will be with you and bless you.
That's right.
For to you and your descendants, I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father.
You see, so he intervened. He did not allow the seed of Abraham to walk to a Gentile. He says, no. It is in the first place, it is abomination for a seed of Abraham to be in bondage. You see, because I tell you, I believe in the word. I tell you, the word of God is something. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 16.
Now, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity.
Now, the Bible says, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Do you know that those days, Jews are not supposed to do anything on Sabbath day. But as he was teaching, the Bible says there was a woman who was there with the spirit of infirmity.
18 years. And was bent over and
so,
couldn't.
So the woman was like this for 18 years.
And could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loose from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?
It means it is abomination for a seed of Abraham to be in bondage. So if he has to break protocol and to set him free, he will do it. Now, if God has to break protocol tonight and set you free because you are a daughter of Abraham, you are a son of Abraham, he will do it. You see, all that I'm saying is that when it comes to the seed of Abraham, all protocol must be broken. Because according to them, we don't heal on Sabbath day. Why do we heal this woman on Sabbath day? We have 6 days. You could come and heal him. And he says, no. Are you crazy? Don't you know that it is abomination for the seed of Abraham to be in bondage? Are you out of your mind? She is the daughter of Abraham. And so I will break protocol because I will not sit down and look the daughter of Abraham to be in bondage. He has been like this for 18 years. Today, he must be set free. Meaning that it is abomination for anybody who has received Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior to be in bondage. Because such a person, his father, is Abraham. You see, so the scriptures comes out by itself. So it makes deliverance and healing very easy and very soft. If you understand these things, the demons will begin to go before you get ready to even pray. You see, so Jesus said, look, this woman is a daughter of Abraham. And anybody who is the seed of Abraham must not remain in bondage. And so whether it is Sabbath day, whether it is not Sabbath day, there's nothing I can do but to make sure that the woman is out of bondage. Meaning, if you are a seed of Abraham, you can never remain in bondage. No matter what, protocol will be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand together for Jesus. So, I'm excited that a lot of you are going to be healed and be delivered. If you don't have any question, I think you take your offering first, because when I begin to minister, people, you may sleep with your offering, and the ministry needs the offering. you may booze in the spirit and sleep with your offering, and then so come and take your offering. Then after that, yes, yes. Then after that.